the very best coaches have the idea and really live it, control what you can control. They have an edge, and they genuinely, the best ones, they really care about the kids and they love the kids.
Hey, how you doing? Brian Kane, your Peak Performance Coach, here with another episode of the Peak Performance Podcast. And today, our guest is Gino Pierce. He's the founder and creator of The Performance Course, the most highly sought after athletic development group in all of the state of Texas. Now, Gino and his team have trained more than 100,000 student athletes, and Performance Course provides an unrivaled approach to progressively improving your athletic ability. Now, this unique course combines sound, proven strength and conditioning principles with the latest methodologies to give the participant the top athletic performance program in the nation. The Performance Course mission, it's simple: enhance athletic performance and build strength of character in individuals and teams while preparing them for success in life. Their training programs are based off of proven scientific training principles, and these principles, along with a dynamic training environment, give the athletes a physical and mental advantage over their competition. And this advantage is the Performance Course. It's my pleasure to welcome to the Peak Performance Podcast, Gino Pierce. Gino, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Brian. Man, great introduction. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Hey, if you could kind of give a little bit of your background, maybe introduce yourself a little bit more and kind of catch us up to speed on where you got this idea of the Performance Course and kind of what it is you all do in the state of Texas.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll take it back to kind of my younger days growing up. I grew up in Edmond, Oklahoma, just north of Oklahoma City. And it was a great time to grow up. I had my father passed when I was in fifth grade. So I was kind of raised by a single mom, had two sisters. Man, great mom. Great sacrifices she made. And we were, you know, I was in a situation where I was in a community where achievement was important, had high expectations, and we had some really great coaches. And those coaches kind of functioned as father figures and were great influences on me. You know, and I still talk to two of them, you know, almost on a weekly basis. Rick Jones, who's now in Greenwood, Arkansas, and Steve Dunlap, who's an assistant athletic director at Tulsa Union High School in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And at that time, there was a program that went on that basically was created by a guy named Brett Adams. Brett Adams at one time was all-time leading rusher at the University of Tulsa. He was kind of a guy that all of the kids in our town looked up to. And to make a long story short, me and a couple of buddies, we started training in a garage with him back in the mid to late 80s. And he was kind of cutting edge. He had went to Tulsa and then created a lot of training methods and protocols that he had went through and then started taking us through that. And he named it Adams Course. And so long story short, that thing kind of grew into a sports performance training company where me and all my buddies, we trained in high school, and a lot of these things that we do now were born from that. And after we got through college, we would come back in college and work for Brett and work with the younger kids in our community through the Adams Course. And eventually, my best friend from college, Yancey McKnight, who's now the head strength coach at the University of Texas, I ended up hiring Yancey as one of my first guys that I was allowed to bring down to Texas. I went to work for Brett after college. And at that time, we got involved with Boyd Epley at the University of Nebraska. And man, he's really the godfather of strength and conditioning. We got to travel to Lincoln multiple times, got to learn a whole lot. Basically, it was a mentor for us. And after a couple of years, Adam's course dissolved and Performance Course was born. So it's a really long story that I've tried to shorten up, but that is kind of how this thing evolved and took place. Yancey ended up leaving to go to Oklahoma State as a GA, and then he's had a journey since then, and so have I, and we've kind of taken the journey together. He's kind of continued to help us along the way, and now at this point in time, over the years, I think this is my 23rd year to do this. Over the years, we probably had over 100,000 kids go through our program. This last calendar year, we had about 16,000 kids, 12,000 alone, went through our program during the summer. Basically, what we do is go into school districts and set up long-term athlete development programs or create offerings within the school district where as young as first grade, your kids can participate in programs to improve athleticism and, most importantly, strength of character and leadership. The strength and conditioning program is basically a platform to develop leaders and to develop teams. And I think that's something that is really our mission. Ultimately, what we're trying to do is we take great pride in the strength and conditioning aspect of it, but most importantly, what we're trying to do is teach kids about belief, leadership, attitude, consistency, effort, and desire. And hopefully they're going to take that long after they're done with us.
Gino, could you talk a little bit about those six core principles of Performance Course and talk about why you selected those as the key principles? Were they principles that you saw emerge in athletes that had the most success with who you're working with, or were they something that you try to teach to them based off of your own experience?
Man, no one's ever asked me that. and I'm glad you asked. And, you know, for the people that are listening, we didn't like pre-plan this either. So I think pretty much every idea, every method I've copied. Like I like to tell you, I've come up with all these great ideas, but man, everything I think I've copied. But the one thing that I feel like I came up with on my own, and it's when we started this whole thing. I guess it was just me, you know, at that point in time, because I was kind of, you know, and Yancey maybe to a degree influenced it, but I just really wanted to sit back and think, what is this company going to be about? And what am I really trying to do? What do I care about most in life? And what does it take to be successful? Because I think that's what we're trying to do with the kids. What we're trying to do with these teams is ultimately not the training's great. We love that. But what we're trying to do is teach them to be successful. So I think I just sat back one night, honestly, and I thought, well, what does it really, really take to be the best? Well, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in others. And you got to believe in something a little bigger. You have to learn how to be a leader. And that's kind of a lost art form nowadays. You have to have a can-do, kick-your-butt attitude. I'm not talking about a positive mental attitude. I think that's great. But if you're not a type of person that's going to attack life and understand why that's important, you're going to have a hard time achieving your potential. You have to be consistent. Consistency is the mark of a champion. I mean, if I could tell you one thing that I think is more important than anything in life, it's that. You have to have great effort. You know, one thing that everybody can control is effort. I always tell our kids, like, you may not be the most talented or have the greatest gifts, but one thing every single person can hang their hat on is how hard they work. And then desire. And to me, that's want to. It's toughness. And so when I was sitting back, I mean, I still remember it was one night I sat back and I'm like, these are the six things that are so important. And I thought belief was the most important thing. And at that time, I was dating and I had a fiance, but I was not married. And I'm like, we gotta have a logo. And my wife, Jamie, and she started looking stuff up and she says, the star is a symbol of belief. So bam, there it was. We put belief in the center of the star, and each point was leadership, attitude, consistency, effort, desire. So that is the story behind it all.
Love it. Love it. And the athletes that have gone through the Performance Course that have had the most success as high school athletes, or even to go on into college or professional. Are there characteristics that you see in those athletes, besides just the athletic ability, obviously, it takes to play at that next level, but is there an attitudinal or a character-based trait that you see in those athletes that helps them all to get to that next level?
Absolutely. I think that whether they go to the next level as an athlete or they go to the next level as a person, okay? And I know you had interviewed some kids that went through our programs. I mean, you know, like, the different, I mean, you're talking to guys that had Ivy League degrees. We've got a guy that went to West Point. You know, he didn't play athletics after high school. And I think the things that they all have in common is number one, they, like we had talked about, they have a strong belief in themselves. They're secure in who they are. They have an attitude of gratitude. They're humble. They have an incredible work ethic, and they have that can-do attitude. And Yancey, my buddy, I mean, Yancey's like my best friend, my brother, and his thing he loves to say is the only two things you control is effort and attitude. And I think the guys, the girls that we see go on to become great successes, understand that controlling their effort and attitude, and that having a humble kind of warrior type spirit is really what's going to take you to successful, you know, achievements in anything that you do, whether it's athletics or just in your personal life.
Could you talk a little bit about the importance of the mental game and kind of the psychology of sport and how you guys through Performance Course really train, you and your staff train athletes in the mental game?
Sure. You know, I don't know, is Bobby Knight, I'm not sure who says it, mental is to physical as 4 is to 1. And that's something that's always been a huge deal. I haven't told you this, but I kind of vicariously lived through you. I have my degree in psychology, and I always planned on going into sports psychology. So that's why I like following you around. I want to be you someday. But it's always been a big deal with what we do. Our mental preparation really always focused on two areas, visualization and positive self-talk. But I think the big thing about mental preparation is mindset. And isn't mindset how you see yourself? Not how someone else sees you, but how you see yourself. And we have a guy that we have, like, what we call go-to guys, like our guys that we really follow and admire and use a lot of their stuff. And one of them is Joe Ken. At the Carolina Panthers. He's called the Big House. And Joe Ken actually used to be the head strength coach at Arizona State. I know you were in that, and might have been there at that time. Do you know Joe?
I do not, but I noticed on your website at performancecourse.com that you guys have a clinic coming up with him.
Yeah, yeah. And he was introduced to me through Yancey. And Yancey, you know, they share a lot of similarities, but Joe says the number one transferable trait from the weight room to the field is self-confidence. It's not speed, strength, agility. It's self-confidence. And you know, if you think about it, training's hard. Like you're going, it's hard. And through challenge and adversity, I think that's what elicits growth as a person. Think about yourself. You just did the triathlon. I doubt you were training for that triathlon or doing that triathlon for some general physical fitness. I think it probably had a lot to do with finding out about yourself and those kind of things. And to me, I think mindset is really what you're trying to develop through strength and conditioning, because mindset is confidence, and you create confidence through preparation. I think when guys are extremely nervous, if you're nervous for a test, it's probably because you didn't study for it. So I think the mindset deal is a huge thing, and that's why we're so excited to have you involved with this, because we got the best guy in the world doing what we feel like is probably the most important aspect to training. And I think it's a great opportunity for all our kids.
Well, I'm super excited to be bringing the Five to Thrive performance course with you guys, where we're going to have, you know, five videos a week. They're each 5 minutes and it goes for 5 weeks, where we're going to kind of package for them in video and a handout form the essentials of peak performance, the essentials of the mental game. Super excited to be teaming up with you guys and bringing that to them. Is there anything else, Gino, that you see the best athlete? Well, let's shift gears to coaches for a minute here, because I know there'll be some coaches listening to this as well as athletes. What are some of the characteristics of the best coaches that you get to serve? You know, and it's in a unique role as you're working with, let's take South Lake Carroll High School and their football program, and Hal Wasson, who's 1 mile down the road in the direction that I'm pointing here in my office, or down the road here. But you know, when you go in and you team up with the coaches, talk a little bit about that important piece of what you guys do, so that when the athletes are going through the course with performance course, it's not just something that they're going to do and then when you guys leave and when the season starts, it's gone, but the coaches are going to sustain that. And then what are some of those characteristics of the best coaches that you've been around?
Well, the one thing there's a couple things that come to mind. I think the very best coaches have the idea and really live it, control what you can control. They're consistent. They're methodical. They have an edge, and they genuinely, the best ones, they really care about the kids and they love the kids. And that's why I got the greatest job in the world, is I get to be around guys like that every day. I mean, how could you not enjoy what you're doing? And I think that high school coaches, especially the ones we're around here in Texas, like they are some of the most important people in the world, because they really affect you know, our future leaders. I mean, they are the influencers of really the future leaders that we're going to turn out. And so when I think about the best guys, man, I think about simple, fundamental, consistent, control what you can control. They're not influenced by outside forces. They stick to their game plan, and they're great, caring people that really love and care about kids. I mean, there's no magic to it. I mean, even if you start looking at like the guys on the professional level, like Bill Belichick, I mean, look at that guy. Like, he didn't even know he was playing the Falcons, because they're so focused on doing what they do. And I think that's a big deal. So anyways, hopefully that makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. And Gino, let's kind of shift gears here in one of our last questions here, and kind of come back to you. And you know, I think maybe you've answered this already for us, but what makes you successful? You know, you run a strength and conditioning program that's the greatest in the country. You impact thousands of people a year, over 100,000 lives you've touched in your career. Early career already, you know, just kind of getting started really with the performance course. And, you know, you're going to impact more than 500,000 people when it's all said and done. What makes you successful, and what drives and motivates you?
Man, what makes me successful? Number one, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm lucky. I got great people around me. I have the greatest wife in the world. I've had great support. Coaches, Rick Jones, Steve Dunlap, guys like Yancey that are my great friends. It's support. No one gets anywhere alone. The guys that work for us, they're the engine behind this. They're the magic. The kids, like, that's it. And the one thing that I do, like, I've never been a talented guy or had a, you know, a whole lot of intellect or anything like that. But the one thing that I've always prided myself in is being consistent. You know, I had a coach tell me in college, and it would, you know, it's in college every year I'd have somebody, like, they're going to bring everybody in to replace you, you know, and I dealt with that my whole career. And the one thing that I felt like that they could never stomach was the fact that they were going to have to be consistent at a level that they really weren't ready to handle. And so I've kind of carried that on in my whole life. I try to be consistent with what we promise, with treating people the way that we treat them, with how we approach our kids. And I think that's the big thing that's really helped me, is to keep that in mind. Great people and staying consistent with how I live my life every day.
Awesome. Gino, I love it, man. And for the last question for you, if you could remove the skull cap of every one of the athletes that is listening to your podcast, and if you could remove their skull cap and plant one seed of success inside of their brain, and it's going to germinate when we put that skull cap back on, and that seed of success is going to germinate and take fruition in their life, it's going to come true, and you got that chance to plant that one seed, what's that one seed of success you're going to drop in all their heads?
I've always had a thought that you would become exactly what you expected yourself to become. I think life is about a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I would tell them to have high expectations of themselves and to hang in there. And if you'll believe it long enough, and you've got the stomach to last it out, you can achieve almost anything that you want to achieve with God's help and perseverance. So, I think the big thing is, man, it's you're going to become exactly what you think you're going to become in the long run if you're willing to hang in there.
Awesome. Gino Pierce, unbelievable, man. Really appreciate you taking time and jumping in here on the Peak Performance Podcast. For people who want to get themselves some more Gino, which I know you do, head over to Twitter and check him out at Gino Pierce. That's at GenoPierce. And keep up with the performance course on Twitter at PC. Now is the time. Check out their website, performancecourse.com. Gino Pierce, thanks for being on the Peak Performance Podcast.
Thank you.
If your body could talk, what would it tell you? Know your body, transform your life. That's the motto of DexaFit, the best in helping you know your numbers. DexaFit shows you exactly how your body composition, cardiovascular fitness, and metabolic health compares to the optimal standard. We know that measurement equals motivation, and DexaFit measures your progress while providing the diet and fitness plan customized for your body. DexaFit is providing a tremendous opportunity for listeners of the Peak Performance Podcast to get their first scan at a discounted rate. Go to briankane.com/DexaFit. That's briankane.com/DexaFit right now to learn more. Are you looking for a high-energy, competitive way to get your team to compete while training athleticism, hand-eye coordination, and lateral quickness? If so, you got to check out Spikeball. Top high school, college, and professional athletes around the world are using Spikeball as a fun and safe competition to start their training sessions, practices, and workouts. It's also a tremendous way to train your routines and releases and build that elite mindset. As a listener to the Peak Performance Podcast, you can get a free Spikeball set by visiting briankane.com/spikeball. Again, that's briankane.com/spikeball, because if you're not playing Spikeball, you're just playing games. Thanks for listening to the Peak Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to iTunes and leave a positive review or share a link to this episode on social media using #PeakPod. Mention Brian Kane and one thing you learned in this episode for your chance to win a free ticket to the next Brian Kane Experience live event. Dominate the day.